Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. We have Trump's lawyer who joins us, and also a little bit of a hat tip to Churchill. We will never surrender. We will never give up. If this is not the fight for you, that's okay. For those of us that love the country, we're going to dig in. We want to live in a free America. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you for subscribing and getting your friends to subscribe and get involved with Turning Point USA Today at tpusa.com. And come to our Turning Point Action event, tpaction.com. Ron DeSantis, Kerry Lake, and Blake Masters, tpaction.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
When Napoleon lay at Boulogne for a year with his flat-bottomed boats and his grand army, he was told by someone, there are bitter weeds in England. There are certainly a great many more of them since the British Expeditionary Force returned. Sir, I have myself full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once more able to defend our island home, to ride out the storm of war, and to outlive the menace of tyranny, if necessary for years, if necessary alone. At any rate, that is what we are going to try to do. That is the resolve of His Majesty's government, every man of them. That is the will of Parliament and the nation. The British Empire and the French Republic, linked together in their cause and in their need, will defend to the death their native soil, aiding each other like good comrades to the utmost of their strength. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island. Whatever the cost may be, we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
That energy. That. Welcome, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. We started with that Churchill speech for a reason. Not everybody is ready for what comes next. Not everybody is ready for the new phase we have entered, the new chapter. In fact, I'm getting texts from people, Charlie, can we go back to how things used to be? No. Charlie, why is it that tensions are so high right now? They invaded us. They're the occupying force. I know this is something a lot of people are afraid of talking about. They don't like acknowledging it or admitting it. But here is where the conservative movement is. I know so many of you out there, the email is freedom@charliekirk.com. When you hear that Churchill quote, you say, yes, we will never surrender. And for all the bad guys that are watching this program and that monitor everything we do, guess what? Our resolve only deepens. We remain joyful, optimistic, positive, regardless of how much you throw at us. We are anti-fragile, not just resilient. Anti-fragile as a term coined by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, are groups of people that actually gain and get stronger from disorder. The more that gets thrown at us, the stronger we become. But you must have a commitment like Churchill did. It doesn't matter what you throw at us. It doesn't matter if you audit us. It doesn't matter if you convict us. It doesn't matter if you deplatform us. We're dissidents. There's nothing you could do that will make us break our will. And the regime that is watching here, they are weaker than they will ever admit. They are, of course, woke, and they are wicked. The three W's that describe the regime. But the one thing that we have that they don't have, well, more than one thing, we have the truth, and we have joy, we have resilience, and we have a commitment that says, you know what? We will outlast you. We will outbreed you. We will outcreate you. We will outthink you. We want it more. It just so happens that you control the institutions. You'll get fat, sloppy, and lazy. You'll end up fighting amongst yourselves, of which I believe there is a big fight happening right now in the FBI between Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland. I think they're bickering amongst one another. This is why the media narrative is now going to be covering all of the threats against the FBI, of which, of course, are unacceptable. You must remain peaceful. You must remain peaceful. You must remain peaceful. In fact, they want you to try to get into physical confrontation. They want you to try to become violent. That only confirms their national security police apparatus. Your self-control is what keeps them afraid. If you're able to control yourself, they actually get fearful of that. The outburst here, people shooting there, it's unacceptable. Don't do it. You remain self-controlled, focused, disciplined. We will win. Churchill's speech was given at a time when it seemed as if there was no hope. London was being bombed relentlessly. Interestingly enough, C.S. Lewis, the great C.S. Lewis, we'll talk about him a little bit later, actually delivered a series of radio broadcast addresses that later got turned into Mere Christianity. Churchill took to radio and said, "We will never surrender. We'll fight on the beaches. We'll fight on the landing grounds." What was Churchill really articulating there? Churchill was articulating a doctrine and a commitment of the will. What Churchill was articulating is that you might outnumber us, you might have better technology, but the resolve of the British people will not be broken. Without Churchill, I believe the United Kingdom would have sued for peace. That's what the Chamberlain folks wanted to do. Sound familiar? That's what the Vichy French did. They literally betrayed the French cause and helped the National Socialist Workers' Party. It took someone like Churchill, a learned man born in an aristocracy at Blenheim Palace, who by the end of his life wrote 50 books, served in combat theaters of war in nearly every single continent. A remarkably wise and charismatic person who was exiled at an early age for, let's just say, a chapter of military confusion, but was brought back when people needed him. And then he was excommunicated when he wasn't needed anymore. You see, there's a great quote in Godfather, and we'll get it, and Kurt Schlichter mentioned it yesterday. Are you wartime or are you peacetime? When I say wartime, I do not mean physical or violent. That's where the media is sloppy and they are imprecise intentionally. I am, of course, talking about metaphorically. Now, the other side, they talk about this stuff all the time, and no one ever calls them out. Everything I talk about in those terms is metaphorical in the sense of we will beat you at the ballot box even though you want to beat us with bullets. As Abraham Lincoln famously said, he said, if we no longer are able to resolve our differences with ballots, unfortunately we will descend into bullets. I refuse to let that happen. I know you do too. But the hour is late and the time is now. I know I got some messages from people. Charlie, is it time to give up? It is the opposite. What a time to be alive. Are you kidding me? You want to be alive in the 90s where everything was great and the stock market was high? You don't have to worry about this stuff? Boring. Yeah, I grew up in that America. I miss it. So what? You going to complain about it or are you going to get to work? People say all the time, well, Charlie, what's the purpose in fighting? I have no time for you anymore. I'll give you a little bit more time. If I have to answer that question one more time, move to France. Their whole country is built on apathy and retreat. We're people of action here. Let us channel the energy of Churchill where we say to the FBI and the DOJ and the American left and these sinister forces that are coming after us. And yes, the 87,000 new IRS agents. So what? You can bankrupt us, seize our bank accounts. You can kick us off social media. You can stalk us, follow us, surveil us. Our will not be broken. Our cause is greater than yours. We fight for truth and with joy, and in the end, we will defeat you. because we will always have something you don't have. No matter how many leg irons you put on us, no matter how many raids you execute, you will always be miserable because you're fighting for something that is evil. And we will never surrender. Right now, Bank of America has just lowered its 2022 forecast for the S&P 500 by a whopping 900 points to 3,600. Saying we're headed for a recession this year, it said the new year target is the lowest on the street. This is not good news for those of you stuck in equities or anything tied to stock markets. I know thousands of people who have put their trust in Noble Gold to prevent losing money in the financial storm that is brewing. You can join them by calling their expert team. Noble Gold has recently voted the number one gold company in the country by Consumer Affairs. No call centers, no scripted response, no bull, just a straight, honest run through options so you can decide. And by the way, they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. So yesterday, there was a job posting that someone found on the internet. Now, it seems as if there's a lot of enthusiasm going on at the IRS right now. The IRS is really excited. They get 87,000 new IRS agents. That would never have happened if we would have won the Georgia Senate runoff. It would have been blocked. But the IRS decided to post a job opening. Now, remember, the IRS has a weird and bizarre amount of ammunition and bullets. They've been buying up ammunition all across the country. The IRS is now posting jobs that says the following. In order to get this job, you must adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Okay. You must be able to work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Okay. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Whoa, 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 whoa. The IRS? You mean that audits people and tells people they're late on their taxes? That's weird. Continues. In order to get the job at the IRS, you have to be able to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. This is it right here on screen. This is on the IRS's website, everybody. They just scrapped it as soon as we and many others, Sean Davis, the great Sean Davis, started to publicize it. The IRS then says, be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. That's the Internal Revenue Service's new job posting. 87,000 new IRS agents made possible by Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and Mark Kelly and Raphael Warnock. The House has to still vote on it, but the IRS is now advertising you have to, quote, maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job and carry a firearm. Again, these are the tax people. The tax man cometh. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. This is happening very fast, everybody. Keep your eye on this. They approve 87,000 new IRS agents from the Senate. IRS budget increases dramatically. They raid Mar-a-Lago. They take Scott Perry's cell phone. The administrative state is salivating with their newfound power, thinking that we're going to roll over. And the message we have to send to them is we grow stronger the more tyrannical that you get. And by the way, we got an email here. Charlie, I'm going to vote Republican, but my bumper sticker will say Bernie 2024. I am going to give in, and I want to be left alone. A lot of people believe that, by the way. Maybe you do. I'd love your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. A lot of people are saying, I do not want to be in this fight. I'm going to pretend I'm a liberal. I'll vote Republican, but I will not be engaged in this. I'm not going to judge you. I'll let God judge you. I'll let your conscience judge you. I'll let your children judge you. I will not. I refuse to be the inheritor of a nation that my family fought for and to sit idly by while our nation is taken over by these parasites and to pretend to be somebody I'm not. But that's just the way I'm wired. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Joining us now is President Trump's personal lawyer, Alina Habba, is with us right now. Alina, thank you for joining the show. So I have so many questions for you. Let me just ask first one more generally. What is the president's spirits right now? How is he looking at all of this?
So I always say this, but I think his spirits are the same as any other day. I will say he has been really impressed with the amount of support, the outpour of support that has happened after Monday, which is not a normal situation for him when he's in this under siege situation with the raid. But what that actually did, I believe, and if you look at his donations just that night, and Eric mentioned it, I think, on the news as well, but he got so much support because it was to such an extreme that what they've done, I think, has just empowered the base, has reminded people. I mean, you've got Cuomo tweeting that he's completely appalled by what happened. So I think his spirits are generally great right now, to be honest. We got through a tough deposition yesterday, as I'm sure you know. And, you know, he's a fighter.
And this is all happening simultaneously. They raid Mar-a-Lago, then you have the deposition the next day. So I want to talk about Mar-a-Lago for a second. Is it true that there was a June 3rd meeting with the FBI on the premises of Mar-a-Lago, working very cooperatively and saying, okay, here's what you might need or what is this? And then President Trump even came by and voiced his support for all of this. And then this just comes out of nowhere. There was no aforementioned notice before this raid. Is that right?
It's right, except for one fact. It was the Department of Justice. It was a coordinated, planned meeting where we said, look, we've got nothing to hide. He's got great attorneys that are there as well. And they allowed them to come into the premises. Secret Service was courteous. They showed them where the boxes were. Also, don't forget, NARA actually in February had come, removed. There was 12 things they wanted back. We sent it back. No problem. And then when there were reports that that was a raid, they put a statement out on February 8th, I believe it was, where they corrected it, that it wasn't a raid. It was a coordinated, peaceful effort to get to the bottom of whatever it is they're looking for. So, yeah, there was that first with NARA, then the Department of Justice. And when the Department of Justice came, they actually told us, OK, everything looks fine, but can you add a lock to the space where the boxes are? And he said, sure, absolutely. And he spoke with them himself and with the attorneys, was absolutely coordinated. And then they send this raid in and break the lock they told us to put on, which we would have opened willingly.
So I'm just a little confused here. So he gave them the boxes, they gave them back, and then they raided them for them again for 9.5 hours?
No, there were a couple documents that when NARA came, they had asked for, which was not a problem. He sent it back to the National Archives. It was coordinated. It was very nice. Then the Department of Justice showed up in June. That was, they didn't just show up. It was scheduled. They came, we worked together, and they said, please add an additional lock. So he added an additional lock, haven't heard anything. And then the FBI comes, guns a blazing, 30 of them, breaks the lock, which we said, we'll get the key. They kicked the lawyers out. It was very.
Yeah. So kicking the lawyers out, that's not legal, is it? They have to allow representation to be able to see it. How is that possible?
Yeah, it's a strange thing. Never see behavior like this. I was yesterday with a really well-known criminal attorney who I have a lot of respect for, Ron Fischetti, and we work together on a lot of things. And I said, Ron, have you ever, this is a guy who used to represent the mob. I mean, I said, have you ever experienced a situation where the FBI busts in a door where there's nobody there and says, we're breaking the lock, your people have to go out and the lawyers can't stay? You know what made me nervous, honestly, Chris? They came in with backpacks. So we have, you know, cameras. They wanted us to shut the cameras off. We refused, just so you know. That was not going to happen. So we're seeing them come in. They've got backpacks. They've got cameras. I don't know what they did in there.
Wait, so what were they doing for 9.5 hours?
Yeah. So, you know, searching. And then my understanding is they do an inventory and they took the boxes. So I'm not sure what they were doing for the 9.5 hours that they took the boxes and searched them again. But they went through his home. They went through parts of the premises that, you know, there's no documents, his office, and the basement or wherever else they went. They went wherever they wanted to go. But they made very clear that nobody could watch, and they tried to have us shut the cameras off, and we refused to shut
the cameras off. And Melania's closet?
Oh, yeah, because that's a very highly confidential, sensitive area to go into.
So, I mean, they issued a warrant once. I think Christina asked for it, Christina Bob, you know, eventually right. With a warrant. What can you tell us about what was on that warrant?
So the scope was clearly NARA. And that's what's the most disturbing thing. It was the boxes, the archive documents. I wish I could tell you it was something else, a weapon, a something to justify this behavior. But the scope was clearly that, which is disappointing. He would have sent them back. He locked it for them.
No, this is not just disappointing. I mean, I'll editorialize here and you have to, you know, be the lawyer. This is illegal. This is outrageous. This makes the third world look as if they're straight and narrow. So they come guns a-blazing. And were you guys just taken by surprise? There was no like, hey, yeah. Attorney, heads up. Did they work with Secret Service then? I mean, how'd they get access to the premises?
They came in and said, we have to come in. They wouldn't give a copy of the warrant. They only let Christina, and I believe she's stated this, they only let Christina look at it. Christina and I were on the phone coordinating, and as was, you know, all of the attorneys up here and down there, trying to understand how this was happening and why this was happening. But I will say that the one thing that, and I was with the president while this was happening, and nobody was nervous. We were more just confused. And he said himself, why is this happening? I just had a meeting with them and I would have sent it. it was strange. They actually even weren't wearing jackets that said FBI. They were wearing black jackets with no label.
So there's a question here about kind of the process, right? So the right hand, left hand, FBI mm-hmm. and DOJ, and this was signed by some magistrate judge. What's your thoughts on that? This is bizarre.
You know, I don't know if you realize, and people don't, you know, the Hillary case that I have, we're dealing with 5 magistrates that have recused themselves. This gentleman was one of the magistrate judges who 2 months ago recused from handling the Hillary Clinton case, where we're suing Hillary, the FBI, you know, Schiff, all of them. And he actually recused. So he recuses himself from the Hillary case.
This same judge?
This same judge.
Reinhardt.
Issued a warrant. Reinhardt. Bruce Reinhardt. The Epstein guy, right? So people keep covering he helped Epstein's employees. What's worse is he recused himself from my case against Hillary Clinton 2 months ago, but didn't think he should recuse himself to issue this warrant.
So the FBI goes to this judge. And we don't know yet what was in their application, right? But the FBI legally had to also say to the judge, hey, by the way, we had a meeting, or DOJ had a meeting with him back in June, and they've been cooperating. Why didn't they just issue a subpoena? Why the guns a-blazing?
That's exactly the problem. They could have issued a subpoena, just how we cooperated when they gave us a ring and spoke to the attorneys and said, we'd like to come in. Look, government entities, I don't care if it's the DOJ or the FBI, it's really one and the same to me. You're cooperating. Issue a subpoena.
Unbelievable. Do you think this actually might be, do you think there's something deeper here? It's not about the National Archives, that this might be the January 6th or something else, just a means to the end?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I am working with an attorney on several cases, and I will not name that attorney, but they are very much connected with the other side. And I was on a call, and a completely unrelated call a few weeks ago. And this attorney said, what about the boxes? And I stopped and said,
what?
What does that have to do with what I'm speaking about? And I realized when this happened, you know, it came to my head. I said, this is bizarre. Something is going on here. And I'm not a...
Wait, this was an attorney for who?
Not on our side.
Okay. But just out of nowhere mentioned the boxes?
Yes. Did you go in the boxes? I said, excuse me?
That's so interesting. So someone not on our side, just out of nowhere, what about the boxes? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. There's been some conflicting information here. Did the cameras remain on at Mar-a-Lago?
Yes.
They did.
Yes, they wanted them off, but I think they kept them on.
Boy, I would love to see exactly what they did and where they did it.
You know, you couldn't actually see where, you know, in fairness, yes, they're on, but the boxes are not everywhere, right? I mean, excuse me, the boxes. The cameras are not everywhere. They're not in his home for privacy reasons. They're not, you know, certain places. So what you can see, and what you can't see. And they were going into a lot of places where you couldn't see what they were doing.
This is extraordinary. Have you ever seen anything like this in your practice of law?
No.
What is the reaction that even behind the scenes you're getting from some, you know, left-wing lawyers? I can't imagine people are okay with this.
No, you know, people don't realize some of the attorneys that I work with every day on President Trump's cases are liberal. They're Democrats, registered Democrats. And we discuss everything. It's wonderful working with them because we're not about politics. We're about making sure that we're following our ethical rules and doing the right thing. And the outrage that we all had sitting there the day that we found out, right, half the room was actually registered Democrats. And we're sitting there and all of us could not believe what we were watching. It's just destroys the foundation of this Constitution that and the bedrock of our country. So, it shouldn't be this.
So super quick, we are going to find out what was in their application though at some point. Is that right?
I understand that there was something filed actually today in order to unseal so that we could see what the basis was and why and what and all of those interesting facts that frankly I don't even have.
Incredible. Well, Lena, thank you for joining us. You're doing a wonderful job. And this is one of the most grotesque constitutional violations our country has ever seen. Raiding the home of a president, an occupation for 9.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you, if you're there for 9.5 hours, you're doing something very suspicious. And I just go ahead really quick.
Especially don't forget, Hillary Clinton took antique furniture out of the White House.
That's right.
Obama took 30 million pages and nobody got those back.
That's right.
No one cares. And this is what I'm saying, the double standard.
It's a double standard. I just hope they didn't plant evidence. Alina Haba, thank you so much for joining us. Awesome. Thank you. Boy, the stakes are higher. They have just, over the last week, everything is an exponent. Everything is higher now. The stakes are higher than ever. And I just, so many people are emailing me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie's not as bad as you say. Stop talking about the raid. It's just, if you don't understand the significance of the government going into a political opponent's home for 9.5 hours for 270 man hours and understanding the implications of how that is invading half the country, then there's a lot of things you probably don't understand as well. I want you to be the judge. So because we went so hard after him, Senator Tim Scott is now on a clarification tour. I have not yet heard this tape. You be the judge. Do you think Tim Scott is genuine now? He went on Mornings on Maria to explain his statements when he said the FBI is not political or weaponized. Play cut 67.
Do you believe that the FBI is political?
Yes. Absolutely, number one. But the truth is that some of the words that I spoke on Monday on CBS or Tuesday on CBS, my friends were twisting my words. What I was essentially saying was, to the left, chill out. We should be embarrassed for taking the bait of the left who are trying to divide us. We have to remember the left's playbook is to take a clip, take it out of context, and then sit back and laugh as Republicans pull each other apart. I'm going to focus on the double standard of justice. This DOJ, it is silent, but it is also weaponized. We have serious problems, and this is one of the reasons why we must win back the majority in both houses. This was unprecedented, stunning, shocking, and wrong, period.
I'm going to be super clear. Tim Scott, super sweet guy. So let's just remember what he said. You be the judge. And again, I appreciate a little bit more of the intense language. Shows that the base is running the Republican Party. But this is what he said. Play cut 40.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
Well, we've had the FBI before, the Judiciary Committee, just in the last 2 weeks, trying to figure out why they do what they do. And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet. This is probably
about the FBI.
This is going to raise more questions, in my opinion. We need to let this play out and see exactly what happens.
You guys be the judge. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. That was the first instinct, and then he went on Mornings with Maria, and then he's kind of accusing us of being like the left and taking it out of context. I'm sorry, a 40-second clip is not really out of context, but I do appreciate, I want to say this, the kind of anchoring back to gravity, meaning, okay, I have to correct it or else people are going to come after me. Freedom@charliekirk.com. I want your thoughts. Do you think he's legit with that or not? Again, I want to be very clear. He's a super sweet guy. As Kurt Schlichter said, I'd love to have him as a neighbor. But he's not a wartime consigliere. By the way, if you just watch Godfather and Seinfeld, you can find almost all political references you need in almost every place imaginable. Someone says here, Charlie, you're right. I called Tim Scott 3 times because of you for him to endorse Lisa Murkowski and then have that weak, pathetic loser response about the raid was stunning to me. I love Tim Scott. But I'm afraid that we're seeing who he truly is. All right, we have that Godfather clip. It's just very short. And he kicks out Tom, otherwise known as, I think it's Robert Duvall, right? Play cut 72, really short.
You're not a wartime consigliere, Tom.
And then he says, you're out. Now, if you know anything about the Godfather story, it's just, look, there's wartime and there's peacetime. There's wartime and there's peacetime. Some people aren't made for the fight, and that's okay. Go be an accountant. Not that we don't need accountants, and that's not important, okay? But it's different than when you are a senator on the front lines. And just again, for the low IQ vermin that watch this program, I don't mean violence, I mean peaceful. Can I just have a sign? Can we have a sign up here, guys, that says, when I say fight, I mean it metaphorically? We just should have that, like a big sign up here. Let's remember the words of Winston Churchill. We will never surrender. Ever. We will win and they will lose. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.